If you would like a free newsletter on this or other subjects, just give us a call at Christian Answers. The phone number is area code 512-218-8022. That's 512-218-8022. Or you could email us at cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com.
The following is a clip from our main video entitled Black Lives Matter, Black Genocide, Black Muslims, Racism, Killing Cops, Law Enforcement, and the Bible. This presentation here will focus on one aspect of the many aspects presented in the original video. If you desire to see the original presentation, go to Black Lives Matter, Black Genocide, Black Muslims, Racism, Killing Cops, Law Enforcement, and the Bible.
Minister Gentry, the tactics of Black Lives Matter, kind of brutish, rude, disruptive. We've seen several instances of Bernie Sanders. What do you make of that, particularly as you juxtapose it against their supposed mission?
I mean, honestly, Charles, it's good to see you with the Black Lives Matter movement. My advice to every presidential candidate out there, if they want to speak with you, challenge them. Yes, I do want to talk to you. And when they do get in your presence, ask them, if Black Lives Matter, how come you ain't cleaning up your own community? Okay, before you want to talk to me about me running any type of president seat, why are you not cleaning up your own community if Black Lives Matter? Where were you at in Chicago? Where were you at in Baltimore? Where were you at in Ferguson last week when Jameela Bolden was shot dead in her own home in that drive-by shooting on Tuesday night? If Black Lives Matter, where are you when this stuff in foolishness is occurring? I would be, every president candidate out there should challenge them. Yes, they should meet with them and ask them, why are you not cleaning up your own community before you ask me to clean up mine?
And yet,
you understand what I'm saying, Charles?
I understand. Believe me, I understand exactly what you're saying. You're kind of preaching to the choir here. But having said that, we've seen where some Democrats have tried to say, well, all lives matter, or, and they've been beaten down to the point where they've had to apologize. And to me, that's so crazy. It's so nuts. And I love the idea of turning it back on. If we're talking about accountability, we always should begin with the person in the mirror.
Exactly. I mean, like I said before, my message just repeats itself again and again. We are going around in constant circles to some people who cannot recognize their own foolishness. Black Lives Matter only because they want to protest for thugs. You understand what I'm saying? They're nowhere to be found in our own community. I'm still looking for them. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in L.A. I'm looking for them. I don't see them. But yet they want to go to police stations and they want to protest and disrespect other people. Start with us. Talk to me. Start with us. Because I have a whole lot to tell you about what's going on in our own community if Black Lives Matter. You understand me? People are sick of this foolishness. All lives matter. I understand. But yet if you want to recognize Black Lives, recognize the ones that we are killing in our own communities if you want to talk about this. You understand? No presidential candidate should be afraid of this superficial, shallow movement. They are cookies with no milk, Lamborghini with no 12-cylinder engine, clouds without tempest. They are shallow. You understand? They are a movement going, but when you look inside, it's nothing there.
I
Call
agree.
Them at their bluff. Challenge them. Grill them.
Would you go so far as to even include the massive amounts of abortion in the Black community as well?
The abortion rate in the Black community is ridiculous. And again, like I said, I wish they would come at me with this. No presidential candidate should be afraid. Only one I think who would hit them where it hurts would be Donald Trump. He wouldn't be afraid to talk to them in that arena, in that area. You understand? But as far as the abortion rate in the Black community, it's something that we don't want to talk about. Charles, have you noticed we don't want to address the pain that we have been going through all these years? Have you noticed that? Yeah. The oppression that we don't want to recognize, we want to dump it on someone else. Now it's becoming a worldwide silly movement. And these leaders out here don't want to address it. Now God has to raise up a new remnant to bring forth his holy word in a time as this. Can't you not see that what's happening in America today? How backwards we're going when we should be going forward. This movement is a joke. It's a joke. I'm black and I'm going to tell you this is silly. This is foolish.
I'm black and I'll second it, Minister, because they're absolutely right. The hypocrisy and looking the other way as we kill ourselves every single day is mind-boggling to me. I just don't get it. I don't know. Apparently, George Soros pumped a lot of money into this thing. It's a leaderless movement with no accountability. Their methods are brutish, and I wish they would speak to you. I don't know what they're going to do with these presidential candidates, but I think you might turn some of them around. I appreciate it. God bless you.
I get called every name. God bless you,
Charles.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Likewise.
So because of us, because all lives, look at my umbrella, all lives matter, but because in a fallen and sinful world, not all lives are treated are the same. Mm-hmm. So because we believe, we reject abortion, we say children lives matter.
Yeah.
We just say hashtag children lives matter. That does not mean adult lives don't matter. It don't mean say like mothers and husband wives don't matter. But because of sin, how it affects children in this world, we say hashtag children lives matter to highlight this specific sin that just need to be addressed. So saying children lives matter is a contextualized way of saying all lives matter. It's just highlighting a specific sin that directs this demographics, like children.
Now, what's interesting, you just brought up something I never would have thought of thinking of or saying until you said what you said. But it reminds me of the fact that the Democratic Party has endorsed Black Lives Matter. And the Democratic platform actually stands on for abortion. In fact, Hillary Clinton is endorsed by Planned Parenthood. There's been over 56 million abortions in America so far since the Roe versus Wade, 1973. So I'm just saying that it seems like if this is the case, then a lot of the Black Lives Matter are probably pro-abortion. I would think that a lot of them are pro-abortion because they've leaned towards the Democrats who endorse them. But at the same time, their platform is pro-abortion.
Well,
and I only brought this up because of what you said about abortion.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I never would have thought of it.
What about black babies' lives matter? For much more information about the murderous deaths of black babies through legal abortions in the United States, see the website blackgenocide.org. People complain about Adolf Hitler being a butcher, but check out the facts about American abortions, which make Hitler look like a nice guy. Consider the following facts. Minority women constitute only about 13% of the female population, age 15 to 44, in the United States, but they underwent approximately 36% of the abortions. According to the Alan Guttmacher Institute, black women are more than 5 times as likely as white women to have an abortion. On average, 1,876 black babies are aborted every day in the United States, meaning 1,876 times 365 days in a year equals 684,740 murdered black babies each year. This incidence of abortion has resulted in a tremendous loss of life. It has been estimated that since 1973, black women have had about 16 million abortions. Michael Novak has calculated, since the number of current living blacks in the U.S. is 36 million, the missing 16 million represents an enormous loss, for without abortion, America's black community would now number 52 million persons. It would be 36% larger than it is. Abortion has swept through the black community like a scythe, cutting down every fourth member. A highly significant 1993 Howard University study showed that African American women over age 50 were 4.7 times more likely to get breast cancer if they had had any abortions compared to women who had not had any abortions. Source: blackgenocide.org. That means one-third of the black population has been wiped out, which would make Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, very happy, since she had originally said that black people were, quote, human weeds, end quote. And as you know, Planned Parenthood has made a lot of money by selling baby parts. Sanger spoke at a Ku Klux Klan rally in 1926 in Silver Lake, New Jersey. Following the invitation, Sanger describes her elation after receiving multiple speaking requests from white supremacy groups. She writes of the experience on page 366 of her book, An Autobiography. Quote, I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. I saw through the door dim figures parading with banners and illuminated crosses. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. In the end, through simple illustrations, I believed I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were pro-offered. If we add up all the black babies killed by abortions, we find that it far exceeds any number of blacks killed by the police by tens of thousands of times. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 sums up this situation perfectly. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Psalm 106, verses 36 and following. They served their idols, which in the American case could be convenience and expediency, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, or in the American case, pure convenience, not being bothered with an inconvenient pregnancy that could hamper their lifestyle. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they became unclean by their acts and played the whore in their deeds. For more on abortion and what the Bible has to say about it, see our video, Abortion and the Christian, in Light of Early Church History and the Biblical Record, here on YouTube. When studying the reasons for the fall of the Roman Empire, we find that, one, divorce was very high. Marriage was falling apart. There was a rapid increase in divorces. Many people in this day and age, rather than getting married, just have free sex and then unwanted pregnancies, thereby abortions. Two, higher and higher taxes. Sort of a bread and circuses type situation, much like they had in the Roman times. Huge armament spending. Spending all kinds of money on armaments, tools of death and destruction. Four, large preoccupation with sports and pleasure. And five, decay of religious faith, where it becomes more of a mere formality, not something you really deeply believe in, as Jesus says you must in Luke chapter 13.
Obviously, the Christian, I was actually, and I would argue historically, well, I wouldn't say historically, but African Americans are just as pro-life as, say, like Anglo-Americans are. I think, I'm not trying to get political, just...
Right, because we want to come up at the... It, like I said, I only would have thought of that if you hadn't said the word abortion a while ago, but now it makes it interesting because we know the Democratic platform is for abortion, and they're also endorsing Black Lives Matter.
And they, I really don't want to say, and there are other people of political persuasions aren't as sensitive to discrimination to African Americans. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that kind of, it's kind of, pick your poison.
So it's sort of like save the black lives but kill the babies.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going, you know, it's kind of a...
Here in the United States yesterday, a stunning and important editorial appeared in the pages of the Wall Street Journal. It's an op-ed piece by Jason L. Riley, and the headline is this: Let's Talk About the Racial Disparity in Abortions. Riley writes, America's abortion wars may subside periodically, but neither side has surrendered, and the latest flare-up could lead to a second government shutdown in as many years. After videos surfaced that show Planned Parenthood officials discussing the sale of parts from aborted babies, some conservatives, he writes, in Congress vowed to block any spending measure that includes more money for the organization. But Riley really isn't talking about the possibility of a government shutdown over Planned Parenthood. He's not even primarily focused on those videos that have rightly attracted so much controversy, revealing as they have the horrific enterprise of Planned Parenthood tearing apart babies in the womb and then selling their parts. Instead, he's primarily concerned about what isn't being discussed by either the right or the left, as it should be in America, when it comes to the racial disparity that is found on the front of abortion. He points to the fact that many prominent Democrats who style themselves as pro-choice have said that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Most importantly, those were the words of former President Bill Clinton. But as Riley says, it certainly isn't rare. Quote, well, he says, the U.S. abortion rate has declined somewhat steadily since the late 1980s, yet the rate for black women is nearly five times higher than the white rate and well above the national average. He goes on to say that the political left obsesses over all issues of racial politics, but it will not face squarely or honestly. It will not even openly discuss one of the most significant and terrifying issues of racial disparity, and that is the difference between the ratio of the abortion of white babies and black babies. Riley is a senior fellow of the Manhattan Institute in New York, and he writes, quote, in New York City, home to the largest black population of any major U.S. urban area, more black babies are aborted than born. New York's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene reported in 2014 that black babies constitute 42% of all abortions in a city where blacks are 25% of the population. Now, let me go back to that statistic that you just heard that you may not have believed when you heard it with your ears. You weren't certain that you could have heard such a thing. Let me repeat it again. You did hear it. As he writes, in New York City, more black babies are aborted than born. That is a stunning, horrifying statement. And you would ask the question immediately, why is no one seemingly concerned about this? Well, the fact is, many in the pro-life movement have been pointing to this for years, but now might be an opportunity to make the issue very clear to the American people. While we are rightly concerned, even urgently concerned about many issues of race, if we're concerned with the fact that every single human being is made in God's image, and if we are concerned that that means without regard to skin color, race, ethnicity, or the stage of development of the child or of the adult, we have to recognize that one of the most crucial issues of racial disparity and one of the clearest indications of the persistence of racism in America is this horrifying disparity in the abortion rate. Riley goes on to say, and I quote, a popular explanation for the racial divide is that abortion rates are a function of poverty. Low-income women, he says, are more likely to terminate a pregnancy, and black women are more likely to be low-income, end quote. And yet Riley goes on to document that when you take race out of the picture and you leave the economic factors in, it still points to the fact that the disparity is very clear amongst the African-American population. Economics, in other words, can't explain this disparity. And yet, what even Riley doesn't acknowledge in his article is the fact that we're back to Planned Parenthood. Because the woman who founded what was eventually called Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, was herself what is called a eugenicist. She believed that those of superior races and of superior mental ability and superior giftedness, in her view, those who are more worthy of life should be encouraged to have children. Others, she said, should be discouraged from having children. Now, eugenics wasn't limited to Margaret Sanger. It wasn't limited to the United States. Eugenics was at the very center of the medical horrors in the 20th century in Germany, eventually becoming most clear and most murderous in the Nazi regime under Adolf Hitler.
Christians in particular must understand that the urgent racial issues now confronting us are simply not going to be avoided. And as Christians, we should insist they must not be. But even as our national conversation and our conversation inside our churches and families turns to how we ought rightly to respond to these issues, we need to remember that the issue of life is front and center. It has to be. It must always be. And thus, we cannot ignore the racial disparity when it comes to abortion, recognizing what it says about our country and what it says about the entrenched problem of racism, what it says about all of us that there are more black babies in New York City aborted than born. Those words are frankly, honestly hard to say. I know they're hard to hear, but they are true. And that's a truth we simply have to face.
Wicked rulers encourage evil laws that destroy the innocent. Concerning abortion, Psalm 94, verses 20 through 23. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. Also see Isaiah chapter 10 verse 1. Also cross-reference to Psalm 139 verses 1 through 24. If you desire to see the original presentation, go to Black Lives Matter, Black Genocide, Black Muslims, Racism, Killing Cops, Law Enforcement, and the Bible.
Check out our websites, BibleQuery.org. This site answers 7,700 Bible questions. HistoryCart.com. This site reveals early church history and doctrine, proving Roman Catholicism is not historically or doctrinally viable. MuslimHope.com. This site is a classic refutation of Islam, a counterfeit religion created by Muhammad. Free newsletters are also available.
Hello, this is Larry Wessels with just a quick message to our viewers to check out our main YouTube channel, See Answers TV, which stands for Christian Answers Television, where we have all of our over 610 videos posted. By going there, you can see all of our videos organized by playlist, categorized by subjects. Once you scroll down past our Bible prophecy trailer at the top of the channel page, the playlists begin. You'll see our recent uploads playlist, followed by our most popular videos playlist, followed by our playlist on Jehovah's Witnesses, then Islam, the Muslim religion, then Roman Catholicism, Darwin's metaphysical evolution religion, Seventh-day Adventism, dealing with anti-Trinitarians and early church history. Our multiple playlists, which includes God-hating atheists, phony TV preachers and King James onlyists, dealing with UFOs, ghosts, spiritual warfare. Our radio shows with national Christian authors and our music vids. The Black Muslims, Louis Farrakhan, and the Nation of Islam. Mormonism, hell, lake of fire, unpopular Bible doctrines, Antichrist, cults, New Age, and world religions. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, Jonathan Edwards, and Spanish videos. End times, supernatural prophecies, and tough Bible questions. And our playlist dealing with predestination, Arminianism, and Calvinism. Our YouTube channel is built to help people learn the Bible and defend their Christian faith against false prophets that come against it from every side. Jude verses 3 and 4.
At the time of this recording, our channel has already been blessed with over 6 million viewings and over 10,000 subscribers.